Hello, hello. I'm with Dean Cospel, University of Tennessee. Yesterday you gave a really great talk on marigolds. And could you just tell me why we should be eating marigold petals?
Well, that's a great question. When we talk about phytonutrients, you know, as horticulturists, we really want to find some sources. So in looking at that, we have our leafy vegetables, we have our fruit crops, et cetera, that give us very good, valuable sources of phytonutrients. So looking at edible marigold petals was a fun project because marigold petals are extremely high in lutein, and they're actually the mainstay in the poultry industry because they will supplement poultry feed with edible marigold petals, and that will increase the amount of carotenoids that go into the chicken and the poultry. And if you know Purdue chickens are notoriously yellow as far as the fat, and they have very yellow eggs if you get the eggs from that company. Okay. And what that is the deposition of the carotenoid phytonutrients into that fat tissue because they happen to be fat-soluble compounds. So I always wanted to work with ornamental marigolds just for that fact, and then when I found the edible marigolds, I thought, wow, this might be a really nice study subject, and it turned out great for the undergraduate project that we designed, and lo and behold, we were able to modify the tissue petal pigments of the lutein, especially in one cultivar, with our LED light treatments, which was very exciting. Not that it would ever make an edible source for somebody in the diet, but as a garnish or a salad addition, it might be something that would be sort of in your high-end restaurants that people could actually feel good that not only they're eating a flower that would actually have a very good taste and aroma to it, but they would actually be making just a little bit of a contribution to their diet.
Okay, and those edible marigolds that you got them from Johnny's Select Seeds. Mm-hmm. And can you tell me what sort of light treatments did you find that increased the carotenoid levels?
Yeah, it was really interesting there. The first study that we actually did was just looking at genetic variation. And the conclusion was that the darker the actual petal is, the more orange, the more red, the higher the amount of carotenoids that was in there. And that's something that's been known, especially in the ornamental marigolds. And what we did is we took two of the cultivars and we brought them into the grow chambers, grew them under the traditional incandescent fluorescent light that you see in most of the chambers that are out there, and then we increased the amount of blue relative to red from 10 to 20 to 40, and we found out that the optimum for the maximization of the pigments in that petal tissue was 20% blue, 80% red. And in all of the other studies that we've used, ironically, with leafy vegetable crops, the break point for us as far as the phytochemical concentration seems to be about 20 to 25% blue. You get an increase up to that point, and then you get a decrease after that point in a nice quadratic response. And if you've been paying attention to most of the presentations here, everybody's kind of honing in on that 20 to 25% blue in a red background as being the maximum, not only for plant morphology, but also for the phytonutrient concentrations.
Well, Dean, that's great. And I really appreciate all the work you've done here with the ISHS Light and Hort Conference. And you're continuing to lead our industry. And thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.